It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Residents at the Veterans Community Living Center in Aurora were among the first seniors in Colorado to get the coronavirus vaccine yesterday. CPR's Andrea Dukakis was there with family members who watched through the window.
One of the residents, Melvin Menard, was stationed in Korea during the war. He's 88. Two of his 10 children stood outside on a warm December day to watch as their father got his vaccine. Daughter Lila Phillips says she hopes it'll mean the family can all be together again.
That's what he misses. He misses the family because he can't see the grandkids or the great-grandkids, and he has a lot.
And her father has yet to meet three great-grandchildren born during the pandemic. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
El Paso County Public Health received 300 doses of the Moderna vaccine Tuesday. The vaccines were taken to a Safeway pharmacy for distribution to healthcare workers outside of hospital settings. The doses come 1 week after Colorado Springs hospitals both received Pfizer vaccine shipments from the state health department. The Denver Nuggets open their season tonight with high hopes. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
Denver is coming off a memorable year that ended in the Western Conference Finals, losing to the team who would become NBA champions, the Los Angeles Lakers. It's the farthest the Nuggets had gone in the playoffs since 2009. Now, Denver returns most of their key ingredients from last season, players like Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who made a big splash on the postseason national stage. The Nuggets opener against Sacramento will take place without fans due to the pandemic at the newly named Ball Arena, formerly known as Pepsi Center, and they'll stay there for Christmas Day when they take on the Clippers. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Metro Denver and the Front Range have strong winds and cold temperatures today, highs only in the 30s, and a high wind warning around Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.